With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. South Dakota School of Mines and Technology President Heather Wilson has been asked to meet with President-elect Donald Trump's transition team today. According to a statement from the university, she was invited to New York to talk about a senior national security position. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has the report.
School of Mines President Heather Wilson traveled to New York City to discuss a position with the Trump administration. She was contacted by the president-elect's transition team late on Friday. Prior to becoming president of the School of Mines, Dr. Wilson served as a congresswoman for New Mexico for over 10 years. During that time, she was a chair of the House Subcommittee on Technical and Tactical Intelligence. Wilson's biography on the School of Mines website shows she served on the National Security Council staff at the White House under President George H.W. Bush during the fall of the Berlin Wall and the collapse of the Warsaw Pact. In the past, Wilson has served as a senior advisor to large defense firms. In 1991, she founded the company Keystone International, which is part of the defense industry. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
The Flandreau Santee Sioux Tribe is helping fund a $13 million healthcare facility. It's set to open next year. The tribe has reached an agreement with the federal government to allow tribal management of its own healthcare services. They also hope to bypass the bureaucracy of the Indian Health Service. The tribe's treasurer, Ryan Kills-100, says the new clinic will offer more exam rooms and offices, along with a drive-through pharmacy, radiology services, and a community health educator. The free SDPB app feeds our live stream, plus news stories, live legislative coverage, and so much more. Download that app at sdpb.org or at your app store. There is a wind chill advisory north central into east central tonight into early tomorrow morning. Mostly clear northeast tonight, partly to mostly cloudy southwest. A chance at light snow far southwest in the evening. Lows from 15 below zero to near zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy northeast to mostly cloudy in the southwest.